Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant show of strength and commitment to regional security, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh recently attended a crucial meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, where India's stance on terrorism was unequivocally clear: zero tolerance, no matter the circumstance or context. This meeting was part of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, Defence Ministers' meeting, which took place on April 27 to 28, 2026. The SCO is a vital platform for India to engage with its neighbours and other strategic partners on issues of mutual concern, particularly terrorism and extremism. What makes this significant is that India's attendance and active participation in the SCO are driven by its desire to strengthen counter-terrorism frameworks, deepen intelligence sharing, and conduct joint military exercises with member states. First, let's look at India's SCO agenda, which revolves around several key themes. Zero tolerance for terrorism is at the forefront. India has consistently used SCO forums to push its counter-terrorism agenda, emphasizing that terrorism must be condemned without any linkage to so-called legitimate causes or political contexts. Crucially, Pakistan's presence at the SCO has historically made consensus on terrorism declarations difficult, as Pakistan often blocks language that would apply to cross-border terrorism from its territory. Building on this, India is also a member of the Regional Anti-Terrorist Structure, or RATS, which is the SCO's counter-terrorism body based in Tashkent. However, India has differences with China and Pakistan on its application, advocating for RATS to take more action on Pakistan-based groups. It is worth pausing here to note that the SCO's core security mandate targets the three evils: terrorism, separatism, and extremism. India supports this framework but seeks specific action on extremist groups rather than generalized declarations. And here is something that surprises many students: India participates in peace mission exercises under the SCO. Post Operation Sindoor, India's position on cross-border terrorist infrastructure has hardened. Rajnath Singh used the Bishkek forum to convey this new reality, emphasizing that India has demonstrated its willingness to use force against terrorist infrastructure across the border and expects SCO partners to not support state sponsors of terrorism. Now let us turn to the context of Operation Sindoor. Operation Sindoor, which took place from May 7 to 10, 2025, was India's precision strike on 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, following the Pahalgam attack on 22 April 2025, which killed 26 people. This operation significantly changed the regional security dynamic. The ceasefire of 10 May 2025 was brokered under US pressure, and since then, the Indian Army's messaging has maintained Operation Sindoor continues as a posture of strategic resolve. So what exactly changed? The operation marked a new precedent in India's counter-terror posture, showcasing its ability and willingness to conduct precision strikes against terrorist infrastructure across the border. But why does this matter? This development is crucial because it signals to other nations, particularly those in the SCO, that India will no longer tolerate cross-border terrorism and will take decisive action when necessary. Moving on to the bilateral meetings in Bishkek, Rajnath Singh held discussions with several defense ministers of SCO member states. These included Kazakhstan, where they talked about defense industrial cooperation and military training, Kyrgyzstan, as the host, where they discussed broader security cooperation, and Russia, with whom India continues its defense cooperation despite Western sanctions on Russia. Note this carefully: India's policy of no formal bilateral military engagement with Pakistan until cross-border terrorism ceases meant that Rajnath Singh did not hold bilateral talks with Pakistan's defense minister, who was also present at the SCO meeting. Now, Let us consider India's SEO dilemma. India faces a structural contradiction in the SEO due to the presence of China, its primary strategic rival and a permanent SEO member, which occupies territory India claims, such as Aksai Chin. Additionally, Pakistan, a fellow SEO member, is a state sponsor of terrorism targeting India. Furthermore, Russia, a strategic partner, is now under Western sanctions, forcing India to balance its relationships carefully. What does this mean for India's strategic position? India participates in the SEO primarily for its Central Asia engagement and its seat at the Eurasian Security Table, not because of full alignment with the SEO's China-Russia-dominated agenda. With that background in place, let us look at the implications for your UPSC preparation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key points to remember include the SEO Defense Minister's meeting, the significance of Bishkek as a venue, Rajnath Singh's emphasis on zero tolerance for terrorism, the role of RATS, the concept of the three evils, and the context of Operation Sindoor. Remember this, these are crucial for both your prelims and mains examinations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is important is understanding the SEO structure and India's position within it. The SEO Defense Minister's meeting is a vital platform for India to assert its stance on terrorism and extremism. Note this carefully, the SEO's counter-terrorism body, RATS, is based in Tashkent, and India is a member but has differences with China and Pakistan on its application. In conclusion, India's participation in the SEO and its strong stance against terrorism, as reiterated by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh in Bishkek, underscore the country's commitment to regional security and its willingness to engage with other nations to combat common threats. This has significant implications for India's strategic position in the region and its relations with other SEO member states, particularly China, Pakistan, and Russia, highlighting the complex geopolitical dynamics at play.